This is Louis Navalier. It's Wednesday, March 29th. Well, the strength you see in the stock market today is mostly due to quarter and window dressing. It is time for professional managers to rush to make sure their portfolios are extra pretty. That is definitely helping all our stocks. So we're benefiting from that. Now, the leadership of the market is really confusing to most folks. It's very rotational, but there's no doubt that any company that posts very strong sales and earnings will be rewarded. Now, we have a very, very large energy bet, and the energy stocks year-over-year comparisons will not be as impressive. But in energy and agriculture, there's two quarters where they have very favorable comparisons and two quarters where they don't. Why the energy stocks are doing so well right now, even though natural gas prices are under $2. So natural gas is, we still got a big glut, and we are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. So, you know, that's good for all our LNG exports and all. But the main reason that the energy stocks are doing well is crude oil prices are rising for a variety of reasons. The American Petroleum Institute just reported that we had the biggest inventory drop since last November. The Energy Information Administration has been reporting big drops in recent weeks in gasoline distillate inventories, okay? That helps our refiners immensely, as is the spread between Brent and WTI crude. Furthermore, Turkey doesn't want the Iraqi oil going through Turkey because of a dispute with Kurdistan, okay? So that's another issue. And then Russia did come through with its promise to cut crude oil production by 500,000 barrels a day in March. And that's been fully implemented. So Russian production is down to 1.5 million barrels a day. Okay. The other thing is Saudi Arabia through Aramco has made some alliances with China. It looks like almost all the Russian oil will be going to India and China to be refined and sell as, you know, gasoline, diesel, things like that. So that's how Russia's trying to evade the sanctions. In the meantime, they've tied up almost all the oil tankers. The day rates for the oil tankers is very high. Russia does not have a Cushing, Oklahoma to store their oil. They have to put it on tankers, and those tankers are traveling farther than ever. It always leads from the west coast of Russia, so they go through the Baltic Sea all the way around Africa to India and China. So that's a long trip for the oil. They can also try to circumvent sanctions by transporting oil at sea. How much that's going on is questionable at this moment, okay? But the reason oil's going up is it always goes up in the spring, period, okay? Plus, you've got all these inventory reports and disruptions and things like that. So we feel very, very comfortable with the energy bet. Energy prices are going to be a lot higher during the summer when we have peak demand. If and when we do sell energy, it might be in the fall, okay? It just depends on the analyst estimates. See, the interesting thing is, as we approach the fall, we'll start to get some more favorable year-over-year comparisons. So we may definitely stick with energy at that time. In the meantime, NVIDIA is the tech leader, okay? Their sales are actually forecast to decline, but it's a monopoly. It's a big, the analysts revise their estimates higher. So they're still, you know, transitioning here, but they dominate AI, all the self-driving car systems, except for Tesla's. And the Tesla system doesn't use LiDAR. NVIDIA relies heavily on LiDAR, okay? And NVIDIA is also benefiting from all the AI applications, the chat box, the GPT stuff. So otherwise, I feel pretty good. We had a good consumer confidence report come out today. That bodes well for hopefully increased retail spending. We're running 3% GDP growth this quarter. We'll get some confirmation of GDP tomorrow. And then finally, on Friday, we're going to get the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index report. This is the Fed's favorite inflation indicator. Now, it was announced by Case Shiller that that home prices have declined for 7 straight months. Okay? They're still up year over year, but for 7 straight months, they've declined, especially out west, okay? And we want to see those declining home prices show up in the CPI and the PCE, Personal Consumer Expenditure Index. We'll get PCE on Friday. So we're really hoping for a good inflation number, okay? In the meantime, the two-year treasury is about 4.1. The 10-year treasury is about 3.6, actually 3.59 as I talked to you. The yield curve is still inverted. And the last thing that has to happen is the Fed must uninvert that yield curve, okay? It's less inverted now than it was, okay? But the inversion did complicate matters for banks and hurt that sector. So if we get an uninverted yield curve, it will be wonderful. Right now, we're going to have an accommodative Fed, okay? One last comment I'd have is the European Bank is calling for a digital currency so they can better control money. You know, you probably know that if you put a lot of cash at a bank, over $10,000, they have to report to the IRS and things. So, you know, it looks like the push for these digital currencies might come true so they can basically tax all of us, you know. And the cash economy in America is alive and well. There's a lot of people that work for cash. I guess I participate in that by paying people in cash. But the truth of the matter is that the governments are going to try to better control the money supply and everything through these central bank digital currencies. And the real reason they're doing it is so they can know what you're doing them, so they can tax you. So that's a very interesting development that Europe recently announced via the head of the ECB. And we'll be interesting to see if we follow through and follow up with that. One last thing about Europe, you probably know that there's incredible protests in France. It was all over the pension reform. You know, there's the people of France are very mad at Macron, the president. There was a no confidence vote; he survived, but you know, they're ticked off, and this might interfere with the NATO alliance because France wants to get back in Russia and you know, reopen their businesses. So, you know, it's going to be very, very interesting. How long this war with Ukraine and Russia is going to go on. Obviously, Russia's hurting now. Ukraine's has to draft troops. There's a mud season right now, but you know, there could be an offensive in May or so when the ground gets a little more firm. And we would like it to end, okay? Because it is a big distraction around the world. As is our recent escalation with Iran. You know, Iran injured our soldiers, killed a contractor. So we've been lobbing missiles back at one of their groups in Syria that they fund. So we're having all these weird proxy wars around the world. We would like those to diminish too. The last thing I see disrupting the market, I'm going to have good earnings next month. But the last thing we got to worry about is that deficit ceiling. You know, because, you know, our politicians will try to humiliate and embarrass each other over this. And it'll be interesting if we get a partial government shutdown while they debate it, or it'll just be raised. So that's going to be very interesting. So be out on the look for that. In the meantime, our best defense is a strong offense of fundamentally superior stocks. We don't have to worry about the Fed much longer. It's just time to lock in on the stocks that are having very good earnings. I do expect the breadth and power of the market to improve and for us to go from a 15% market to maybe an 18% market where we get more leaders. But the leaders are definitely in the energy patch right now, and they will be in anything that earns continues to post strong sales and earnings. So that's it. That's your update for today, and I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. But I do expect a nice close to the quarter, thanks to quarter and window dressing. And that's probably the most important news in the next couple of days. Take care, everybody. It's Levine Avalier.